What up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excelente and taking care of yourselves. Now, today we're going to get right down to it. I'm going to talk to you about a wild adventure that involves a former federal agent who is on a big adventure to discover not only what happened at Kecksburg, Virginia, but also, Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, and then also to find out what happened to his grandfather and what his grandfather was in on during this period in time. His grandfather was actually a scientist, quote-unquote computer scientist, that was working for the government. And later on, we're going to find out something very special about his grandfather. Also, we're going to investigate a recent event that was very similar to the Kecksburg Acorn UFO event of 1965. So 1965, December 9th, 5 p.m., an acorn-like unidentified object flew through the sky and crash-landed at Kecksburg. Okay, so Kecksburg is a very small community in Pennsylvania. And this federal agent, his name is Ben Hansen. He has a show called UFO Witness. And it's interesting. It's not that long, but it's interesting because he goes through and does a pretty interesting job of examining this. Now, this is one of the most famous events of all time. We've talked about this. We've got a podcast about the Kecksburg event and the crash there. Now, the best part of this event is that there were hundreds of people that witnessed this. Hundreds of people that witnessed it. They passed the story on down through time, and there's actually a Kecksburg UFO replica that the town made that allowed them to have more traffic and community and economy come through their community. So if you go down there in this show, I can actually show you a picture of it. They have a picture of it too, where this replica has all this hieroglyphic writing around the rim of it. Now, not only can you go there and see it, but we also have an eyewitness that saw this craft and talks about it. So it's going to get fun. So let's check out, let me see if I can pull up a picture of this, but the military basically said that it was a meteor initially, despite the fact there was hundreds of people that saw this thing, and a few people, over 100, that actually got up close and saw it before the military got there. You see, it's a small, tight-knit community, so a lot of people were making calls. They're like, holy shit, you got to come down here and see this thing. You got to come, we don't know what it is, if it's aliens or whatever. So the whole town really got down in there and got to see it. There were teenagers that got to see this thing. Here, check this out. Check out this picture. This is pretty cool, actually. Let me flip you around here real quick. All right, you see me? Check this bad boy out. Look at this thing, man. Let's make this bigger here. Bam! Look at this thing. You got all kinds of impressive pictures of this thing. But look at how big this thing is. I mean, he gets up into it. This thing is huge. Look at this thing. And it's got all of this hieroglyphic writing on the outside. And it's supposed to be up to par with what actually was on ship. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool to me. Anyway, I just wanted to show that to you. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Now, you can always go on Google and look it up and say, Kecksburg replica UFO, and see a picture of it. But nonetheless, there was a teenager that actually had a very similar event that just happened recently with some of his friends, where they saw a craft that looked just like this. Back that happened like what? What's the 60? Was that like? Yeah, it's like 60 years ago. So this craft, just to kind of describe what happened and kind of give you a little bit of history. Again, this happened in 65. Nobody's got cell phones. Nobody's really done any changes or updates to this town other than putting a replica. There's actually crashed trees that looks like they've been chopped off at the top near the crash site that appear to be from the same time era. Even Ben states that most of the geographical location probably was the same, even all the way back then and all the way until today. So he goes and meets, you know, one of these guys down there that's a huge investigator, and he talks to him, and this individual's had a lot of folks that they've talked to. Roger Marsh is a huge UFO investigator in that area, and they've had a lot of UFOs since that time period. Now, Roger has his own teenage, well, I don't know if he's a teenager anymore, but he, you know, he's a young guy. So his name's Andrew, and Andrew, you know, doesn't want to give up all of his information, right? Had his UFO experience. Now, I was trying to get this to sit still. All right. So Andrew is the teenager who was playing some video games with some friends. And one night, he decides to go out and have a cigarette. Goes outside, has a cigarette, comes back in. All of a sudden, they're having digital cracking on their video game system, on the screen. It's just starting to pixelate. It's starting to go crazy, the electricity.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And the house is going crazy. So he's like, well, shit, I like my cigarettes. I'll go back outside until everything kind of calms back down and maybe we can start playing again. So he goes outside, has his cigarette, and right above him, he sees a ship. A ship that, oh my gosh, it looks exactly the same. An acorn-like ship. How could it be? Could this acorn ship be simply the same type of ship as 60 years ago? Could it be a specific alien group that just loves Pennsylvania? I mean, who the heck doesn't like Pittsburgh, right? Kidding. And who the heck doesn't want to go visit Pittsburgh? I apologize, Pittsburgh, but y'all ain't got nothing there. Much less a smaller town like Kecksburg, right? So he actually took a picture of it. The picture wasn't that great a quality, but it was a picture nonetheless, and it was dark. And they noticed that this thing just sat there for 40 seconds. It didn't move, didn't do anything. And then it kind of like flickered with a little bit of lights, and then it poof, vanished. But it was not only Andrew, it was his friends that also were able to see this event. So it wasn't just a one-off person. It was a whole bunch of people. Then they went inside. TV was fine. Video games were back up. No problem, no issues. But there was no sound of this craft. That was it. So this event took place quite recently, actually, in the last few years. Now, we also have another witness, or group of witnesses that were interviewed by Stan Gordon, who's another UFO researcher. This UFO researcher actually was able to interview the eyewitnesses that were able to see it on the night of December 9th, 1965. The witnesses who saw the object locally said it did not descend at a constant rate, like a meteor. It would kind of slow down. It was a controlled landing, although it did crash because they had a huge, kind of like gaping, you know, I don't know, dirt mound that kind of came about as it landed. So I don't know if somebody was just drunk and they were trying to land it or whatever, But the witnesses say when they got there, they were looking at this. And they got there before the military. They were looking at this. They said in the acorn itself, a hatch opened. And then it quickly shut. And then the military came down and saw the very end of that thing shutting. And they said, we're quarantining this entire area. Y'all got to get the hell out of here. Now, what's even more interesting is one of the witnesses stated that they saw inside, their angle was able to see inside the acorn while it was opening. And they said that there was a person in there or some type of entity in there. Now, this is where it gets even better because we have another witness, and he actually goes on camera and states that he was a brick transporting bricks, you know, just textiles. But he stated that he went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base after this crash, which is where they took this UFO. And he stated that when he dropped off those bricks, he not only saw the acorn, but he also saw a body that some scientists were working on when he was dropping off these bricks at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Maybe, you know, they asked him to drop them off in that area because they were going to build some sort of extra bunker or extra security or extra layer of protection for the base, or maybe another totally separate entity, you know, to the base to protect the acorn itself. And keep it secret, right? So he saw that the scientists were working on this being. This being, according to this brick transporter, was brown, greenish brown in color. It looked like it had about three fingers, and it really resembled what the Vargina, Brazil entity looked like, the one with the three horns on its head. That's the color that it sounds like, and it sounds like it was kind of like greasy, you know, kind of sounded greasy according to this report, and that this entity just really, you know, it could have been the same one, right? It could have been the exact same entity. So I got excited because I'm like, oh man, this is cool. You know, we've got a lot more information than we really ever have in Kecksburg. Not only do we have actual witnesses that were on tape, they were actually recorded in this show. That's one of them was the brick worker. And then we have a couple guys that are getting up there in age because this happened a long freaking time ago. We have Don Struble, who's, you know, looks to be about in his 70s, right? Struble was there the night of the crash. And he stated that he was around 19 at the time. And we have Bill Weaver, who was also there. And they saw an eerie blue light emanating from the woods. Okay? And they went to go investigate it, right? Who the hell wouldn't? You're 19. You're like, oh, I got to go check this shit out, man. This is going to be awesome. So they go check it out. But these guys look nervous, man. I got to tell you, these guys look nervous. They stated by the time they got there, the military was already there. The roads were blocked and everybody thought it was, you know, an airplane or something. They stated. So they locked the area. But Stubble said he could look down and into the hole and see guys running back and forth towards the site. And they stated that it sounds like maybe these guys snuck in, man. They stated they were just cruising and there was people standing along the road and they could look down in and see something had just plowed into the ground, okay? And there were soldiers in there, apparently, according to this other witness, and there was light emanating off the object, so they were able to see it. So everybody saw this acorn-like object. Everybody could see that there were hieroglyphic-like writings that were not any human language that anybody could particularly point out. They stated there were four guys that got out of a box truck. They were wearing moon suits, is what he says, probably hazmat suits, and they carried this thing down into the woods to the object. So it sounds like they were going down there to capture this entity that was in this ship, right? He stated they seemed to have power over everybody. And basically, he stated his father was a foreman on the highways. He was always out checking the roads, and he had watched them haul the thing out of there. So as he was watching this, he said it was covered with a tarp, a trailer truck with a tarp over it, and they weren't expecting anything. They didn't have any plans on seeing something like this. And a box truck shows up with four military guys and a crate. So it sounds like they captured an entity. They captured something else. The official story, according to Ben and the publishing of, you know, what they get with these FOIA requests is, officially, there was nothing captured there. Officially, it's a meteor. Really? Officially, you guys are full of shit, government. Officially, you're lying. Officially, you're disgracing the American government to the people and the people who pay for your salaries and for you to be in office. So, and maybe I should back up there. I'm not talking about Congress people, right? Because this is the military now we're talking about. The military lied to us. The military continues to lie to us. So you almost have, if you've ever seen a Walking Dead, the Walking Dead show in its entirety, you know Negan, you know how he has ultimate power basically over anybody and anyone he wants and takes whatever he wants. It's kind of like that. Those who have the power can do whatever they want. They can say nothing happened, and they're in control. Not only are they in military control, but they're also in knowledge control, and they're in damage control when it comes to these crashes. Whenever they get these reports, like they said, whenever they get these FOIA reports, most of the stuff is blacked out. Most of the stuff is redacted, and it's just. It pisses me off to even hear the word redacted at all, because the truth should be out there. I mean, what civilized society would ever keep something like this from their people? You know, if we went to another planet and they were all in the dark about, like, humans, or any other species visiting, and only their government knew about it, I mean, you'd think that'd be pretty primitive, wouldn't you? You'd think that'd be pretty low class. That they weren't being truthful with their citizens, so how could they be truthful with us? It just seems like a bunch of horseshit. Now, the really exciting part is coming up, because Ben eventually finds out that his grandfather may have been a part of this entire investigation. May have been. So we're going to take a look at that in the next podcast. I'll finish up this one, and then I'll make a secondary one, because it's a lot of information. So he goes to visit another UFO researcher, a Miss Zeidman, who has been doing tons of research on this case, but not only just on her own. She was part of Project Blue Book. Part of Project Blue Book, she created part of Project Blue Book, her entire house. He goes to her house. She's got files everywhere. So this is the beautiful thing. She doesn't know everything, right? Because the military doesn't give them everything. It's almost like, our representatives, Luna and Burchett, who are trying to get this information out, but they're getting stonewalled, so they only give them little pieces and parts. But it seems like back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they were able to gather more information back then. If they were part of a government program than they are now. Now it's like super compartmentalized. You work on this little piece, you work on this little piece, you work on this little piece, and then all of them report to like a main guy who knows everything, right? And that's kind of the BS. And it's almost like they're just keeping them in the dark for everything. It's really unfortunate. But the Keksberg UFO acorn is particularly interesting because we have a few facts and findings, right? The one fact and finding is the ship was about 12 feet wide by about 19 feet tall. Plenty of room for at least one person. Maybe it was an escape pod. Maybe it had been frozen in time and ejected from a warship from another galaxy. Why would it be just by itself? Wouldn't it be a bigger craft? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. You know, why was there only one entity in this thing? Why, if it crashed, didn't it get picked up by the mothership if the mothership could pick it up? Why did they leave these aliens behind? Well, we know something was there because they created its own, you know, effigy, its own model in Kecksburg. And they want people to come visit it. And they want people to come check it out and take pictures. So we know what happened. There's too many witnesses as well. And multiple people who saw an alien. Okay, so we have our answer. We're not alone, right? And that's the beautiful thing we find out with Ben's grandfather and the interview that happens with his dad, Ben's dad. His grandfather on his deathbed tells him, son, we're not alone. He finally can say, because his entire life he had to be quiet. As many of these, you know, government, what do you call them? They, not the GIs, but the government men, basically. They kept quiet, you know, they kept quiet. They always stayed true to their oath. But nowadays, people are realizing that the oaths are just bullshit and the government is just bullshit and they're bullshitting the public and they're tired of the bullshit and they want this stuff to come out. So we're hearing more information as we go along. So anyway, and the other fact of finding, you know, is that, you know, the crash happened. And then what's interesting is, well, we have so many people that saw it. Ben's grandfather actually was flown from his house to Kecksburg the night after it was picked up, after it crashed. December 9th and December 10th, his grandfather, who is a special agent for Wright Pat, who worked on computers, was flown out. And I'll get into that in the next podcast. I really want you guys to listen into that because it gets really good. So I'll end this here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll talk more about the Kecksburg event, more about the new stuff that happened, and what happens with Ben's grandfather and what he finds out moving forward here. Gets really good. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a great night, taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Love you guys. Lockdown Universe out. Go like, follow, share, subscribe. Peace.